The number of new COVID-19 cases in the U.S. is still rising, and public health experts continue to remind us to wear masks and keep our distance. But for those working outside the home right now, employers play a large role in determining someone's risk of getting sick. A new data analysis by member station WBUR's investigative team shows just how frequently employers in Massachusetts are putting their employees and the public at risk. Shannon Dooling reports.
The outbreak at Horner Millwork, south of Boston, didn't happen all at once. The custom manufacturer of kitchens, doors, and windows started with just two employees testing positive for COVID-19 back in mid-April. Everything about the pandemic was still new then, and regulations in Massachusetts were rapidly changing. The company's owner, Peter Humphrey, took some measures to avoid a spread, but he stopped short of requiring employees to wear masks. Since then, a total of 30 workers have tested positive, nearly 10% of the workforce.
It kind of multiplied on us through early November when I would estimate we had 20 plus cases, probably 60 to 80 people additionally that were out because they were contact traced.
Humphrey says he notified town officials and was working with his own human resources team to inform employees of the increasing cases and provide COVID tests. But it wasn't until the state's Department of Labor Standards issued the millwork company a written warning and threatened thousands of dollars of fines that the company began cooperating with the state.
We originally, I'll say, resisted some because we were feeling we were doing a good job contact tracing. They convinced us that they need to do the contact tracing for people that maybe are not in our workforce, somebody's wife or child that lives with them or some friend they may have seen outside of work.
Humphrey admits he should have mandated mask wearing sooner, something he didn't put into place until the fall. Horner was one of more than 1,000 businesses included in WBUR's analysis of workplace complaints filed anonymously to a coronavirus hotline managed by the state's Department of Labor Standards. Some of the allegations included employers forcing symptomatic employees to come to work or not informing workers of positive cases. 74% of the complaints resulting in violations of state COVID workplace safety standards were centered in just four industries: retailers, restaurants, gyms, and salons.
Workers have to complain to start any kind of investigation or process.
Jody Sugarman-Brozan is executive director of the Massachusetts Coalition for Occupational Safety and Health.
Retaliation is high. We're relying on workers to protect themselves, and it's just not working.
She says the state regulations just aren't strong enough, and many employers aren't doing enough to make sure their workers are safe.
It has created a worker health and safety nightmare of unprecedented proportions.
Massachusetts isn't the only state struggling to preserve workplace safety amid the pandemic. In Iowa, more than 1,000 employees at a Tyson Foods pork processing plant have tested positive for COVID since the onset of the pandemic. The company is being sued by the family of an employee who died in April from complications of the virus. Recent court filings allege management placed bets on how many employees would get sick. And a meatpacking and processing plant just outside of L.A. was fined nearly $56,000 by the California Division of Occupational Safety and Health. Smithfield Foods allegedly failed to investigate a potential outbreak involving 300 employees at the plant. When it comes to keeping workers safe in a manufacturing plant, Adam Kaczynski, president of the manufacturing union Local 201, says you need to start with listening to the workers.
They know where there's not 6 feet of distance. They know where the ventilation's bad. So the best way to deal with COVID in a manufacturing environment is to listen to people on the floor and make sure they have the resources they need and the protections they need so that they don't get in trouble for speaking up.
Kaczynski is a milling machine operator at General Electric in Lynn, Massachusetts, just north of Boston. He's back at work now after recovering from COVID. Nearly half of the workplace complaints reviewed resulted in violations of state workplace safety standards. For Here and Now, I'm Shannon Dooling.